there we are. We've got just arriving in the nick of time, ladies and gentlemen. Fans of the experience, that is Jean-Michel... Now, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, I'm sorry. Is it Jean-Michel Jarre, is that right?
Jean-Michel Jarre.
Jean-Michel Jarre, sorry. The E is silent.
What is he like?
The E is silent, as in Wigan. Anyway, we're going to welcome from the band... Jean-Luc. We've got Martin and Tracy and somebody else. So give them a round of applause. Yes. That's Martin. Hiya.
Hi. How you
and
doing?
And that's Tracy.
Tracy.
With a bad hand.
Tracy. How do you do that?
So give him a slap.
Drinking too much, no, I didn't fall over.
Give a fall over. And who's this lady?
It's a newbie.
Oh, what's your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay,
yeah.
Because you've been in the studio before, I know, to talk to us and tell us about yourselves, but there were only two of you then.
Yes, indeed.
But before we go on to talk about the fact that you've expanded, I don't mean physically.
Oh, I have.
There were people listening now who'd be going, who?
Yeah.
What? Mm. Just explain a little bit about Jean-Michel.
Who look what and why, yeah. Jean-Michel, the French man, the keyboard wizard extraordinaire, big shows, big lighting, big fire. Works, yeah. Big lasers, big everything, except himself, he's quite small. So we're trying to, we went to see him, we saw him indoors, we were quite surprised that there were no big sort of fireworks or anything like that indoors, and we thought, hang on, maybe we can do this. Mm.
It's better for the big outside ones, isn't it? Can we do one right across the river?
Oh yeah, he's into sort of epics like the pyramids one and things like that. Yeah. We've just been out to see him in Athens, which for him was small, just a 5,000 audience. Very, very intimate.
Just a 5,000 audience there.
Yeah, I wish. we might get more than 500 one day. You never know.
So you've obviously a passion for the man. And the music and the experience.
I don't get a passion for the man.
You're not
amazing. No, I just want to, you know, be right about it.
So, what happened then? Did you decide to sort of do what he does?
Yeah, we can't do what he does. I mean, the guy, the way he does everything is so big and everything else. We can't go that big. But having seen him indoors and seeing the fact that he did it on a much scaled down sort of way indoors, especially we saw it at Manchester. And we thought, well, hang on, we can have a go at this. We can maybe do him, you know, justice. So we've worked and we've done what we've done. And
explain to us, I'm sorry, Ken, I keep trying to get a word out of
you. I just want to hear a bit of it to see what it sounds like, because I'm not too familiar with this.
You'll know it.
We're going to play a bit of this mini disc, which actually has Jean-Luc. This is yourself,
this is
isn't us, it?
Yeah, this is Luc.
Playing on it.
Yeah,
I was going to say, just describe the kind of music that it is.
Painting pictures with sound, very catchy melodies, simple but catchy. I think that's the key with Jean-Michel. Yeah. A lot of what he writes, his melodies are simple, but they're very, very catchy.
Yeah.
Right. We've got a bit of Jean-Luc here to give you an idea of what it is. Alec, take that.
Fling that over there.
Track three on there, my love.
So this is Jean-Luc, this is you lot.
This is live.
Yeah. This is actually before Lynn's joined us, but this was at a show last year, last December. Mm-hmm. It's a number called Oxygen.
So if there's only one of him and there's three of you, what do you do differently?
Oh, there's not just one of him when he plays live. I mean, he has a cast of thousands on stage. So one way he's gone is that, like, big brass bands, choirs and everything else. Yeah. And we can't do that. But so there's a lot of numbers we can't attempt.
This is Oxygen.
Oxygen about four. Yeah, very well.
I know who you mean now.
Take a listen to this.
I did know anyway, I was just being more stupid than usual. Where are you all from, folks? Are you Northern?
Darwin, no.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Bath, but I've lived in the North all my life. Trace?
I was born in Birmingham. Yeah. I moved up in 88.
Oh, you're gypsy.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the setup then. Who does what?
Who does what? Oh, well, she's the MD, she's the musical director, she's the only one with the formal qualification.
Yeah.
But she, Captain.
What's your background, Tracer? Tell us a bit about you. Where do
I fit in?
Yeah, what's your career?
Well, I've been teaching music since 86.
Because you do actually have your own place, don't you, where you teach as well?
Yeah, we've got a music school and a music shop in Haslingden. I got into Jean-Michel Jarre after the Houston concert, which was 86.
84, 86, 87.
I liked his music already, so when Martin said, you know, that he was keen on it, we used to play numbers at the end of music school concerts anyway, and we said, well, come on, let's do this more seriously. So we started doing more of Jean-Michel stuff, and then decided to make it into a tribute band.
Jean-Michel stuff, does he write it?
Yes. Well, he's got a lot of help nowadays. I mean, he's got... Bonnie Rombert, isn't he? Her hero. And Francis Rombert, the guy's just total amazing. Mr. Sequencer, he can play stuff that normally is left to a computer, and he can play this stuff live. He's got a great deal of input, but at the end of the day, it is all Jean-Michel's work. Francis is, you know, a helper within the band.
Is he aware of your work, do you think?
Francis certainly is.
Is he?
Jean-Michel, I don't know, but I suspect so.
Oh, really?
But
is
yeah,
there
Francis
else
definitely
doing
knows.
Jean-Michel.
Yeah, Mercure in Holland. They're very, very good. They've got their approach is very precise. You can listen to them, and you could be listening to the LP. They're extremely good. Our timbres differ because we've not the money or the time to get absolutely the nth degree synths to make the correct sound. Mercure are very particular.
What do you listen to him, you listen to tracks and then you emulate
and work on it, and we get as close as we can, in which in some cases the timbres we're using, the actual instruments Jean-Michel uses, we use a mellotron, which he uses. Certain Rolands mellotron.
So people at home won't know what that is. Explain 70s. What that is.
Think the Moody Blues, and you've got the mellotron.
Oh!
Yeah, the classic.
The Beatles used it a lot.
Yes.
Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields.
Yeah. Very, very particular instrument. And Jean-Michel used it a lot. I mean, the first two albums are heaving with mellotron, and the Oxygen Revisit in 96 was absolutely heaving with mellotron again. You know, so he's got some very specific instruments, and we've got those same instruments, but then there are other instruments which he's got which we haven't got. I mean, I can't afford a Fairlight, no way.
A what?
Fairlight. It's sort of an 80s Australian sampler. It's a well weird piece of gear, but they're still fetching very big money.
A well weird piece of gear.
So if anybody out there got on they don't
what
want,
do
you know.
See on when they come to see you? Do they see the lights and all the stuff?
Yeah, like we do, we put a lot of input into lighting.
It's an experience, isn't it? The whole evening. It's not just listening to the music.
We've tried to go down the same line that Jean-Michel does. We've tried to make it a visual experience as much as a musical experience. So we put a lot of time and effort into the lighting, but we use video back projection using a thing called Archaos, which is a video synthesizer.
Yeah.
So you can do weird swirly things with pictures and Lord only knows what else. We use we've got a projection laser, so we can project up images which move in real time, which again is something Jean-Michel does a lot of. We don't have a laser harp, I stress that. That is way beyond our budget, £20,000. He has this thing with laser beams which go up and he breaks the beams with his hands and it plays notes.
That's a
very obscure thing and very impressive to see. Yeah. But unfortunately, it's mega books to buy one, so we don't have one of those yet. About £20,000 we're looking at the moment currently.
it doesn't work with a few torches with never ready battery in each one.
No.
Do people that come to see you, are they Jean-Michel fans, or do you find they come and see you and then you'll turn them on to Jean-Michel?
I hope both.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, at the end of the day, if I can play something on the stage, if
you're
we can play,
no,
we all are. If we can play something on stage, and people say, oh yeah, I like that, I'd like to see Jean-Michel, and they go and see him, then I personally, and presumably you guys as well, I'm happy, you know. But I mean, if they enjoy the total experience, the fireworks, that always gets a bit
of
a gas.
You do fireworks as well?
We do. We do something like 4 meter high bursts of flame, things like that. Things that are safe to do indoors.
Yeah.
Without, you know, I mean, we can't do the huge, great, massive pyrotechnics leaders outdoors, but we go as big as we can indoors.
How many of you on the road then? When you
There's the three of us.
Yeah.
There's the laser stroke video operator.
Mm-hmm.
There's Mark, who is he can't be here unfortunately, this morning, so if he's out there, oh Mark, he's our he's like our director of stroke coordinator.
Yeah.
He runs the lights, he directs the video guy, the laser guy, he directs the spot operators and everything else, and periodically shouts in my left ear hole, get out of the way, you daft sod, I'm going to fire a firework.
That's like the whole professional show. It's not like you're going to hear you lot saying, tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Jean.
No, I'm not that good looking.
Very quickly then, we can hear the music playing as we speak, but where can people see you if they want to come and see you locally?
Charter Theatre. November 30th, tickets are on sale now.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea Theatre in Preston at the Guildhall. November 30th.
On November the 30th, Chelsea Theatre Preston.
Yeah.
Is it the Theatre or the Guildhall?
It's in the Guildhall, but it's the Charter Theatre.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Get there, follow the lights, you'll find them.
Yeah, thank you all very much for coming in.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fascinating, although a lot of it I didn't
understand. She's like that often in life.
Well,
I have the swan.
She's fantastic. Let's get into a little bit more.
Yeah.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a Jaloux.
There we are. That's Lindsay, Martin and Tracy. They're on at the Charter Theatre in Preston on November the 30th. Get along to see them if you can.
An experience.
Yeah, fantastic. Experience for us. Right now, though, it's time for the news and the sport with Rachel Anders and Gary Flynn.